Greetings, I'm Fred Zaspel. Welcome to another author interview here at Books at a Glance. We are continuing our discussion of Dr. Steve Wellham's Systematic Theology, the first volume, and we are in the middle of chapter 14. We're working through on the idea of creation through covenant, or a kingdom through covenant, and we dealt last time with the creation covenant itself, and today we pick up now with the Noahic covenant. Steve, welcome back. Good to have you with us again. Let's
Great to
pick
be with
up
you,
now.
Fred. Yep.
Yep. Let's go with the Noahic covenant. In broad strokes, what are the provisions? What's the content of the Noahic covenant?
Yeah, I mean, I think the Noahic covenant is in a post-fall situation, right? So you have to see it in Genesis 6 to 9 as that which is after the fall, right? So we have to make that very clear that it's building off of, thankfully, that promise of Genesis 3:15. So I know that the promise doesn't give us everything, but in that promise, after Adam's sin, you have God will take the initiative. I will, right? So you have God's taking the initiative to reverse what's gone on here. There will then be the provision. God will provide a seed of the woman. So that speaks of the continuation of humanity, right? So you can't have humanity ending. There has to be the continuation of humanity. I think that's reflected in Adam's naming of Eve, the mother of all living, right? So God is going to, because you have in that command in Genesis 2, if you eat of the fruit, you shall die. And of course, that certainly speaks of both physical and spiritual death. But you could take physical death, which eventually happens in Genesis 5 with the genealogy, is that's the end of the human race. But no, God is going to preserve that human race. They will die, but there will come now a seed of the woman. And then also that seed of the woman will destroy the effects of the serpent, right? Serpent and his seed. And there you have the victory theme and the wounding of. So you have that early proto-evangelion, right? That is given to us. So as you then look at the effects of sin that are in the human race, so you see that in a family where a brother kills a brother, you see sin expanding. You come to the genealogy of Genesis 5. They die. They die. They die. They die. Right? You have this sense of, well, how is God going to provide? He's going to have to provide this seed of the woman. How's that going to take place? But then in Genesis 6, you have the human sin is so bad, and we could look at. Sons of God, does that refer to angels or mighty men or so on? I do take it as angels. So there's something that's gone on so horrendous, right? That God now is going to bring judgment on all humanity, and he's going to wipe out the human race. So I take it as a global flood. And you begin to think, well, what about God's promise? He's going to restore. Well, he keeps that promise by keeping one man, one family. They become the means by which that seed of the woman will come about. I mean, it's a pretty drastic situation. Everyone else is wiped away, so it has to now come through Noah and his family. So he now becomes an Adam-like figure. He becomes now the head of all of humanity that comes from him. And of course, Genesis 10 makes that very clear with the table of nations. That all people come from Noah, but obviously Noah comes from Adam, right? So Adam still is greater in that sense, right? But Noah is a subset of Adam and the promises of that covenant. So you have God's judgment that's going to be made, but then in that promise of the covenant, God says, I will not continue to do what I've just done here by wiping away the human race, starting anew, wiping it away, starting anew, wiping. No, so you have the longevity of God's establishing, keeping his created order, and even two humanities, I think, coming out of the Noahic covenant, right? There will be the people of God, the kingdom of God, and there will be the kingdoms of this world, right? God doesn't wipe away all those unbelievers as he did with the flood, but he then will preserve them. So seed time, harvest, summer, winter, until the end. Creation structures, order, purpose. You think later on in scripture, marriage, giving of marriage will continue until the end of time. So creation's order. So the Noahic covenant is bound up with the continuation of the creation project. Humans will continue.